Hi, it's Nikki Kennedy, and you're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, and today we are going to meet Nikki Kennedy, and we are going to listen to her music and hear her story. So stick around. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, everybody. We are here today with another awesome artist that you probably don't know about yet, but you will after listening to the show today. Before we get too far into everything, I ask everybody at the beginning here if you would please, whatever format you are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus on right now, hit your share button. Okay, this is very, very important. You're going to meet Nikki Kennedy here in a minute and listen to her music. And this is how music is promoted in 2018, almost 2019 as we're coming in. This is how it's done. It is you, Mr. or Mrs. Fan, is hitting that share button and telling everybody that follows you on social media that, like, oh my God, I just heard Nikki Kennedy on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, and she's freaking amazing, and you have to check her out. So please do that, and you can share it to whatever social media flavor you love. If you love Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, whatever, your YouTube, whatever you like, hit that share button. Let the world know about the music you are listening to. We know today people go out and they seek out the music they like. They're not necessarily just tuning into the radio, especially if they have really good tastes, like I do. They are seeking it out and going for the music that they like. Share it with your friends. This is how you can help promote. This isn't about the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, friends. This is about the artists that we have here today. And today we're going to be meeting Nikki Kennedy in a minute. So if you would hit that share button, I'll remind you a little bit later on again, but please hit that share button. And like I said, this is the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. And if this is your first time, our website is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Please check back often for all kind of crazy podcasts. We do all kind of stuff. Wicked Riff Wednesday and Rock and Rants. And we do, oh yeah, and I want to remind you, we have a great live show. We go live on Facebook every Tuesday night. And I've got a couple of co-hosts. We come on, we do a hard rock and metal show. Keith the Hawk Hawkins, we pipe him in from New Orleans. I've got Lily V6 from Rock Rage Radio with us, and we do a whole thing. We pick an interesting topic, play some cool music you never heard before, mix it up live with you guys on Facebook. It is a total blast. A lot of laughs, a lot of sort of busting chops and having a really good time. So if you like that kind of stuff, you want to participate a little more deeply, you can find out more about that at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Get on our mailing list. You'll never miss an episode. And one more thing about the website, there is a merch store there. So if you would click over and grab yourself a t-shirt or mug or something like that, it just really shows that you are really in this thing to keep great music alive. LudiniRockandRollCircus.com is where you can find out about that. So, as I was telling you guys, I have Nikki Kennedy on the line with us today, originally from New Zealand, now living in Canada. The five-song album is filled with elements of jazz, pop, and rock that shows her unique and growing range. I just cranked up Check Please, and we're going to listen to that in a little while here. That is, you guys are really going to agree, it's a really grooving tune. It sounds like actually real musicians, maybe, as opposed to like programmed, computerized stuff. It's very, very cool. The video is great too. Nikki, welcome to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so as I was looking through your bio here, it says hailing from New Zealand. So you're from New Zealand originally? Like at the bottom of the earth almost? That's like that's just like a jump to, you could like jump to Antarctica from there, right?
Something like that, yeah. I grew up in New Zealand. I didn't move to Canada until I was 16.
And what did you what was life like for you in New Zealand? Were you into music down there? Do they get radio? I'm not sure. All I know about New Zealand is
it's a little delayed, but yeah,
it's a little. I know Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. I know that happened in New Zealand. That's about as much as I know about it.
I was fortunate to have a wonderful sort of upbringing, surrounded by music and arts, and yeah, it's sort of really develop that passion and that love. But life in New Zealand is certainly it's warmer than Canada, that's for sure, and a little bit more laid back and island culture. It's a wonderful place to grow up and visit, and highly recommend.
When you started getting into music, like what kind of stuff were, like what first turned you on? to music? What kind of stuff when you go, oh, wow, I love that. Or, you know, we all have those, that music that resonates with us. We get that certain age and, you know, and there's tons, been tons of movies, you know, that, that depict this, you know, the songs on the radio. I mean, going all the way back to movies like, from if you're older like me, like movies like Fast Times at Ridgemont High or whatever, where the music is just like, it's like the soundtrack to your life. So what was that sort of soundtrack music for you?
I'm so fortunate that both my parents are avid music lovers, and there was never a moment in our household where there wasn't something playing. And my dad especially, he loves disco and Motown and that classic sort of 80s R&B pop, especially into the early 90s. And we used to dance. Like, even as a toddler, we would just dance and dance and dance. And even to this day, when I hear a track come on, whether it's at home or at a bar, you know, your body just innately responds and you need to start moving. And that's certainly sort of in that disco world for me where that comes from. I wouldn't call it necessarily the soundtrack to my life, but it's certainly it was the basis for it, for sure.
So what brought you to Canada?
So I was fortunate to be accepted to the Randolph Academy for the Performing Arts in Toronto. And so I was 16. I left high school and moved to Toronto. And I had never seen snow and thought that, you know, moving across the world would be simple. And was fearless, I guess.
So how long have you been living in Canada?
I moved in December 2007, which means this year's my 11th year.
Okay. And you've acclimated. Kind of.
Yeah, kind of. I ended up moving out west because I couldn't handle the snow anymore.
Oh, so okay. You got away from the that area.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll ever get used to the whole minus 20 thing. I think that's not something that's normal. I don't know. I much prefer warmth, sunshine.
I understand. Where are you calling in from right now then?
So right now I'm based in Kelowna, British Columbia, okay. Which is just a few hours from Vancouver.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Or Seattle. Yeah. Same distance.
Okay. Okay. I got you. Cool. So you move, you go to school.
Mm-hmm.
At what point do you, what happens from there? Let's take us through the story. You've been in some theater productions, musical theater and stuff like that. What point does it take you, do you go through that to start like becoming, saying, hey, I want to be an artist. I want to have my own music. I want to put out records and stuff like that.
Yeah. So I've always written my own music, like ever since I was a kid. It's always been a thing. As far as professionally, I pursued performing arts, one, to be a well-rounded performer, but also because it seemed like a more consistent sort of working stream for me. And writing at the time was certainly something that was my own. And so when I graduated from Randolph, I did what any other starving artist does and works in a bar part-time and takes on every single gig they possibly can.
Yeah.
So largely a lot of theater, but a lot of working for cover bands and event bands. And I basically spent the better part of a decade in Toronto just performing as much as I possibly could. But I sort of found myself working on other people's work and other people's projects, which is amazing. And I'm so grateful for all of the opportunities. But at a certain point, my desire and my passion for wanting to share my own music were sort of growing and growing and growing. And the more that I was supporting the wonderful musicians that I've been able to play with their own endeavors, I sort of hit this point of wanting to explore that a little bit further. And I was in a little Bell TV series that featured some singer-songwriters, and I ended up coming in as the runner-up in that program, and I guess that validation that maybe what I had to say and what I had to offer was maybe worth pursuing, and that led me to an artist development program at Coalition Music, and those guys are great. They rep Simple Plan and Our Lady Peace and some great great Canadian acts, and I just it just clicked it just clicked it, even though I'd been performing my entire life, it just felt like the timing was right to start exploring what my story might look like on a bigger stage. And I actually did end up getting sick and getting taken back a couple of pegs, and I ended up moving out west and focusing on myself again and my music, and then ended up getting some funding support from the government. And I haven't looked back since. I've been very fortunate, and I'm so excited to share my story.
Awesome. Let's go ahead and check please. And then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about your music and your life here. So guys, you want to frank this up. This is a real, and you might not be able to, I just tell you right now, you might not be able to sit still while this song is playing, because it is a very groovy number. It's definitely got a whole dance thing going on. You could definitely boogie down to this. So Check Please by Nikki Kennedy on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Okay, that's a really fun tune, and it definitely has that, you know, sort of like 80s kind of R&B, 90s R&B kind of thing going on. Who did you work with on this? Because it sounds like there's some good musicianship going on.
Oh, yeah. So I wrote the song, and originally when I put a demo together, it sort of didn't change too much from that original demo, which obviously can shape over time. It got sped up a lot, I will say that. Basically, we went into the studio. I worked with a fantastic producer, Tom Dobransky, and we were all just rocking out to this tune, and I was having the best day. It was like coming to life exactly how I imagined it. And then at the end of the day, my bassist turned around and sort of put it out there that he happened to play baritone saxophone. And should that be something that we were interested in,
okay.
He'd be happy to come back the next day and cool. And bring it with him and lay it down. And it's Chris Wong, and like, amazing. I feel like that doesn't often happen when someone just turns around and says, oh, by the way, I play Barry sax. and it was amazing. He came in the next day. So it's all real instruments, I promise. The entire record is real instruments. But yeah, he came back and layered that in. And it, I think it really just took my vision to the next level. And I was so lucky to work with some incredible musicians out of Vancouver. So
what is so Check Please? Is this a are you doing a series of singles? You're putting out is this part of an album? What's the situation there?
Yeah, so Check Please was the first single off my record, actually just released, called The Weather Up Here. So it's a 5-song EP, and this was the lead single off of it.
Okay, excellent. And what are you like? Are you one of the people that's like writing all the time? Or is it, or do you, you know, or so is there more coming soon, or?
That's always the question, right? There's definitely more coming soon. Right now I'm working, so this entire record I wrote, and I'm looking forward to sort of exploring some collaborative opportunities in the future. And so right now I'm working on a single with a producer down in LA, and I'm hoping that will be sort of like a springtime release to follow up. And I do haven't announced it yet, so here we go. I do have a little Christmas Christmas single coming as a surprise in the next week or so, that'll be fun. But yeah, I cannot wait to start writing the next record.
Well, that's to people who write, like, they get the bug. So what is the next?
Yeah.
Okay, so we know there's a Christmas thing out, and you've got some new songs. So what is the next 6 to 12 months look like for you? Are you going to be doing any touring or performing or anything like that as well?
I think right now I'm performing a lot locally, and that probably won't change too much. Probably staying at least within the province. Unless showcase opportunities come up, in which case I'll consider that. But right now I'm trying to focus largely on the digital sphere.
Okay.
and sort of looking at that next record and what that might look like. This is being a solo artist is it can be tough, and working on what that show looks like and what that band looks like, especially without label support and all that kind of thing, can be quite a challenge. So I am one of those people that I like to do things right the first time,
okay.
Which is, you know, probably why it took me so long to release a record. I want to make sure that once I have that show and I'm ready to hit the road, especially in Canada, big country to cross, and I want to make sure that I'm ready for that as well. So,
I just want to talk about one more thing here before mm-hmm. we gonna give all your websites and stuff. You know, being a solo artist, I know, and that's really tough. And you took a giant, I mean, it's a lot of people, 16 years old, be like, yeah, I'm gonna move halfway around the world and follow music. You know,
yeah,
what I mean? Like,
really,
there's a lot of people that don't want to move. Yeah,
right.
You know, a lot of people don't want to go to their like nearest big city to follow music. They're like, you know, be pooping their pants. So, what kind of, now that you're in the British Columbia area, what kind of support system have you sort of, because you know, I mean, yes, you're a solo artist, I'm making air quotes here, but no one's an island, you know, we're all working mm-hmm. with people. So what did you feel is like important kind of folks to have like around you to kind of like, and how did you kind of arrive at that?
I think great people that are truly genuine and care about you and what you bring to the table is the most valuable thing ever for anyone in any industry. And I am so, so fortunate to have that network of people here. Kelowna is a weird city in the sense that it's small. It's only 150,000 people. But it thrives creatively. The amount of creatives and people that are so talented is absolutely incredible. There's lots of local music, but also there's lots of people that have incredible skills in videography and photography and all these kind of worlds. And the Check Please music video is a perfect example of that. What started as I need a music video, and I'm gonna talk to a great friend of mine who happens to be very talented, turned into a community sort of project with 40 people on set volunteering their time to make this come to life for me. And of course, the record was supported with funding from the province as well. So I was very fortunate to get that. But it goes to show that, you know, once you start to commit to your vision and you show people that you're going to work hard, then people come to bat for you too.
Great. Very, very wise. Very words to sort of live by there. So thank you for sharing that. So why don't you go ahead now and plug your website and how people can find you and keep up with all the cool things you have coming up here in the next few months.
Yeah, for sure. So my website and my socials are all pretty straightforward. My website's nikkikennedy.ca. There's only one K in Nikki. That's the only trick. And then Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, it's all at Nikki Kennedy CA. Just to make it nice and easy.
Excellent. Anything you'd like folks to know before we wrap up today's show? Anything we haven't covered that you'd like to say?
Sure. The record's called The Weather Up Here. And the reason it's called that is because I'm over 6 foot tall and I'm a female. I'm 6'3".
When you said that, I was like, I wonder, is that like some reference to her being really tall? I wanted to say, okay.
The years of being asked if I play basketball, which, like, just for the record, I'm the most uncoordinated person when it comes to sports. But I've spent my entire life feeling like that was a bad thing. And even working in theater, height is always a factor because, we live in this like world where men are supposed to be taller than women. And it's always weighed on me that I didn't feel like it was something that I should be proud of. And this was sort of one of those opportunities with this record to say, you know what, I can't change it. So why not embrace it? And I think it's one of those things where we really need to embrace the things that make us unique, because that's what sets us apart and that's what makes us special. And I really wanted to do that with this record and sort of own that.
Excellent. Well, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Really, I love the song, and you did mention the video. So, guys, it is on YouTube. Please check out the video to check out the video to check. Please, it is a really fun video. The song is great. The video is perfect for it. So, Nikki, if you could hang out for a second, I need to do a little business with you. I'm going to wrap up the podcast, but we need to do a little business with you. So, you've got a minute to hang
awesome.
Out.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. All right. All right, everybody. Nikki Kennedy, Nikki with one K in Nikki, Kennedy.com is the website. So go check all that out. There, everything there that you need will be there, including the video and stuff. So Nikki with one K in Kennedy, not with one K in Nikki, NikkiKennedy.com. So check that out. You've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. And one more time, now that you've met Nikki and you heard this story of this incredibly brave young lady who ventures halfway around the world to follow her dream, I mean, that's like a movie in and of itself right there. You know, let's go ahead. Let's share it. Like, hit that share button. You know, what an awesome story. What great music. So just hit that share button. Let the people that are following you on social media or that you hang out with on social media know about Nikki's music, and let's get the word out, and because it's great stuff and everybody's gonna love it. I mean, you know, I'm a hardcore rocker and I'm totally grooving out to it, so I really appreciate you guys out there sharing the podcast run. It's really important. All right, guys. Our website, one last time, is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Check back often for more cool stuff. Special thanks to Nikki Kennedy for being here today and her publicist, Melissa, at City Bird Publicity. City Bird is a really good organization. And I haven't mentioned, I know I don't mention them enough, but they have a lot of the artists that you hear on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus are courtesy of City Bird Publicity. Melissa Nastasi, she does a great job. And so props to her as well. Guys, thanks for hanging out, and we'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.